99.9 Radio USA. Great memories from that song. Eddie Rabbit, Step by Step at 6:54. And we're at 36 degrees. It's me, Scott Hansen, Lee Bryce, and the parking lot party on the way. But right now, what do you say we get a little weird? Huh? A little weird with the weird news brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A Florida man who was all fired up about Halloween decorating ended up having too hot a time when he set himself on fire putting together his outdoor Halloween display. The man, whose name was not released, thought that having a burning cross as the centerpiece of his holiday decor would somehow kindle some enthusiasm, shall we say, around the neighborhood. But when he decided to use gasoline, he ended up getting some of it on his shirt and on his torso and then engulfing him in flames. He was taken to the hospital with second-degree burns and some evidence that he'd gotten into the holiday spirit. Another way, they say he was also legally intoxicated, so maybe that's why he set himself on fire. How about this one? One of the members of a South Carolina dog-fighting ring found out just how good his dog training skills were when he tried to escape a police raid, only to have one of the battling pit bulls drag him down with a well-placed chomp. Cops actually descended on a vacant lot intending to bust the men for drug dealing, and they did manage to find a fair amount of drugs as well. But as a bonus, the officers stumbled into the large dogfighting operation. Most of the two-legged mutts tried fleeing into nearby woods, but Edward Windham found out that his pooch's bite was worse than his bark, and his own pooch took him down big time. The dog, who took a chunk out of Windham, did escape, but the others were handed over to animal control. And one more for you this morning. One more for you. It's on the next page. Rather than a debt ceiling, a Tennessee woman nearly had to deal with a death ceiling after her neighbor accidentally fired a bullet through the floor of his apartment straight down into her shoulder in the apartment one floor below. David White told cops that he was, quote, just playing around with his gun late Sunday night when the weapon discharged and blasted a hole through the floor right into Heather Guterman's bedroom, striking her in the shoulder, narrowly missing her one-year-old child. According to the police report, the woman suffered significant damage to her shoulder, and she was listed in stable condition at the local hospital. The guy being charged with reckless endangerment and, wouldn't you know it, drug possession. There's your weird news this morning at 6:56.
Get the new 2000.